January 15. Tongues of Fire. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. If you search the Scriptures with a meek and teachable spirit, your efforts will be richly rewarded. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible should be studied with prayer. We should pray as did David. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119, 18. No man can have insight into the Word of God without the illumination of the Holy Spirit. If we will but come into the right position before God, His light will shine upon us in rich, clear rays. This was the experience of the early disciples. The Scriptures declare that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. God is willing to give us a similar blessing when we seek for it earnestly. The Lord did not lock the reservoir of heaven after pouring His Spirit upon the early disciples. We also may receive of the fullness of His blessing. Heaven is full of the treasures of His grace, and those who come to God in faith may claim all that He has promised. If we do not have His power, it is of our spiritual lethargy, our indifference, our indolence. Let us come out of this formality and deadness. There is a great work to be done for this time, and we do not half realize what the Lord is willing to do for His people. We talk about the first angel's message and the second angel's message, and we think we have some understanding of the third angel's message. But we should not be satisfied with our present knowledge. Our petitions, mingled with faith and contrition, should go up to God for an understanding of the mysteries that God would make known to His saints. Review and Herald, June 4, 1889.